The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
WTBR, WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. You are now tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. I hope you're having an absolutely beautiful day. And as I always say, just know that we are all enough right now and everything else is extra. Again, we are all enough right now and everything else is extra. By the way, this show comes on every Friday from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And the show was created to help fill your cups. This show was created for the souls that are feeling low, the souls that are feeling high, the souls that are constantly giving. Mainly you. Those people that are just trying to get through the day. Mainly you. For the everyday person, for your neighbor, for the people that are just good overall and looking for a positive message. This is for you. So with that being said, wonderful people, this show, I just wanted to talk about my dad. So I'm not going to talk about my dad right now, but I just have a huge, you know, thank you to give. And I have a story that I wanted to share with you all. But before I get into that, of course, we're going to get into the music. All right. So the first song I'm going to play is, well, I want to dance. So I'm going to play Rock With You by Michael Jackson here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration. WTBR, we're going to keep this show going with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Summertime. Oh, Summertime, you're my favorite season, and this is my ode to you.
Please. a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
WTBR, WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. Once again, you are tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. Now, I hope you're having an absolutely beautiful day. And as promised, I had some things I wanted to say. I did not mean for that to rhyme, but I'm going to keep it going. So this is in regards to my dad. See, my dad and I, and I'm sure someone can relate, we've had a relationship that was, tough at times, a relationship that was absolutely amazing at times. Sometimes my dad used to, scare me. Sometimes my dad would, inspire me. See, my dad was born in his childhood, so he used a lot of things, let's just say he drank to cope, right? And upon him trying to heal his wounds, he ended up damaging the people around him. It wasn't intentional, though. And recently, my father and I had a talk. And I didn't say this over the radio, but I had been going through quite a bit with my dad. I actually almost lost my dad about 3 weeks ago. He broke his ankle, his blood, he was septic, and he almost passed away that night after the surgery. And so upon him almost, you know, passing away, let's just say I was dealing with a lot, but I didn't come on the radio and talk about it. I mean, I made hints to it. I didn't talk about too many people about it. And to see where he's at now that he's healing up and the joy that his family brings, I had a talk with him yesterday. And he said to me, thank you for bringing him to his appointment again. You know, I was bringing him to his appointments before. And, you know, so he said, thank you. And before he said, I love you. He always says, I love you to the family, everything like that. And before he hung up, I stopped him and I said, Dad, I just want to thank you for showing up. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, Dad, you became the father that I've always wanted. And he goes, oh, you know, the heart, you know, the feels, because he grieved a lot because of the mistakes he had made and that he felt he had made. He held himself accountable a long time ago, and he was just really sad about a lot of things. But to see my father get there later than never, I am so happy. And it feels so good because we're all a work in progress. We're all trying to figure it out. Now, I'm not saying that you should go out there and forgive all that. You do what you want to do. But me, I didn't want to carry that on my heart. I didn't want to carry that on my person. So I looked at my dad and the way he's been smiling lately and the way he's just been so happy and so enthusiastic and loving up his grandkids and all of that. And just seeing the wisdom and the softer side just shine like I would see bits and pieces growing up. It just felt really, 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 really good to see. So with that being said, that's my story, man. I think you're never too late to get redemption. It's never too late, man. And sometimes it does take the people around us to let us know that, hey, I love you. Sometimes it does take us to take that step forward, extend that olive branch and say, I understand where you were coming from. Maybe not fully, but I choose to give you grace and I love you dearly. And let's just move forward with this. And with that being said, I am so happy with that. And you know what? I feel like playing this. Maybe someone is grieving. I just get the vibe that someone may be grieving. And so I'm going to play Bob Marley in the Wailers, Three Little Birds, here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
Thank you.
All right, 30 minutes of inspiration. We're going to keep this show going with Spread My Wings from Troop here on 30 Minutes. Well, you know the show. 30 Minutes of Inspiration. Let's go. WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. You are now tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. Once again, this show was created to just uplift, to keep it short and sweet, you know? So, I just was thinking about a few things. And, you know, the way society could be, the way, you know, people could, you know, say a few things and say other things that put other people down. And you want to know what the problem is? There is no problem. See, the thing is we're all enough. We're all enough right now, right? And it's on you if you want to shift the way things are done. It's on you if you want to move forward. But just know how you think, how you interact, it comes back to you. It reflects right back to you. And I say that to say this. Now, I mentioned my dad earlier today and during this show and how I almost lost him about, you know, I wasn't the only one who lost him. Don't get me wrong. But I'll just say he almost passed away not too long ago. And how challenging that was. I was very quiet. I was to myself. I was staring off in space. And not only was my dad going through what he was going through, but my oldest son was going through what he was going through. And so it was a very, very challenging time. No, I didn't talk about it to many people. I figured I can go inward. But the thing is yes, some things could be solved alone. But the thing is I needed to vocalize my pain. I needed to talk to people. So I went to the people that I needed to go to. And so with that being said, I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. We don't have to do it all alone. We can do many things alone. Now, I attempted to deal with that by myself. I attempted. But it was a lot of talks and chats that I had with my wife about how I was feeling and how I was grief stricken because I thought that was it. I thought that was it for my dad. But again, he's healing up. He's feeling good. He's smiling. He's laughing. And we're joking around. And it's just such a beautiful thing. So again, I'm going to say this again, Dad. I don't know if you're listening to this, but thank you for always being there for me, even when you did not know what to do. But you always were there for me. And also, thank you for becoming the dad I've always wanted. With that being said, let's get back into the music. And you know what? Why do I want to play this? Ooh, I'm going to play this. So this is Stevie Wonder. You are the sunshine of my life here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration. All right, wonderful people, we are nearing the end of the show. Yes, it's only 30 minutes, and yes, I know it flies by. But again, just know that we are all enough right now. Again, walk with your head high. Again, give yourself those kind words, knowing that we are all enough and everything else is extra. Again, stop. Look at that sunshine. Don't look directly at the sun, but check out that sunshine. Take a deep breath. Have gratitude, wonderful people. You know, count your blessings, wonderful people. You can also just do what you want to do. I mean, it's been working so far. Who am I? I'm not judging, but I'm just saying there's nothing that's harmful with counting how grateful you are to have your children in your life, your friends in your life, your family in your life, to have the breath in your lungs, to be able to walk around, to be able to walk, talk, smile at people. You know, I like smiling at people. I really, really do. Sometimes I look very serious, but I'm thinking. I'm in my head and heart a lot. And so there's a lot on my mind sometimes. Sometimes I'm just reading the room. But One thing I really enjoy is just smiling, man. And I like to get the smiles back. It just feels good, this whole humanity thing. I don't have to know you. I don't have to know you to love the fact that you're here on Earth. And I know not everybody's going to view it that way, but man, there's something beautiful about meeting someone that could be from a completely different background, not look like me, talk like me, or look like me. It doesn't matter who it is. It's just nice to be able to connect. I've met some people recently that I feel like I've known them forever. And I'm so grateful for that. So with that being said, this last song that I'm going to play before I wrap this up. Oh, yeah. Before I do that, this show comes on every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. If you want more information on me, Tariq Pinkston, you can go to BACoachLLC.com or you can go to RadiantHealingFrequency.com. Again, RadiantHealingFrequency.com, right? Okay, so this song that I'm going to play is a song that my dad used to play all the time. And every time I play this song, I think of him. He played a lot of music, believe me. But this song I want to play today from him, not from him, but we would go on trips and this song would constantly be playing in the car. And I remember just looking out the window because my dad always had the top-notch system. He always made sure the system was good and right, you know. And this song is from The Spinners, and it's called I'll Be Around. And I know for a fact, you know, the essence of my dad will live through me, is living through me. He's here. And I do, because of my dad, I do a lot of flexing, you know, with the muscles, the biceps, and I have my little 9-year-old doing the same. That's all dad stuff right there. But with that being said, I'm going to wrap this show up. This song is called I'll Be Around by The Spinners, and I hope you enjoy. I will see you next week for 30 minutes of inspiration here on WTBR.